Welcome to Moxie Bets, presented by Caesars Sportsbook. I'm your host, Katie Mox. Coming up on today's show, Week 14 is almost in the books. We'll get some of the big storylines and betting trends from the weekend. Plus, we'll give you our best bets for Monday Night Football, which is tonight between the Patriots and the Cardinals. And you know it, you've got some Mox Locks coming your way. But first, we welcome in Mr. Monday. And what a Monday it is for our Mr. Monday. Danny Brasco, tell us how much money you won on the UFC over the weekend.
It was just a magical weekend all around. Even Bellator, I was messing around. I don't even bet Bellator. I was winning in that. Crushed UFC, one of the biggest weekends I've had this year, and then football, another winning day. So let's carry the momentum into Monday and deliver on this weird primetime matchup here. Kind of keep the profits rolling and find a way to make money in this odd one.
It's an odd one. And you know, when I was handicapped, and I'm sure you, it's like, God, I wish I could stay away from this game. But you know, obviously I always have the itch to be on things. But this is, if you wanted to not play this game, I wouldn't hate you, you know, for the people listening, because this is kind of an ugly and weird matchup. But you know, we've extracted some value for you. So we'll get into that. But first, let's start with Mox Thought. The Eagles are the first team to clinch a playoff spot with their 48-22 win against the Giants. Odds for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl opened at plus 4,000 back in February. Now they're at plus 450 to win the whole thing, behind only the Bills. And I feel like they're kind of getting respect now because they have the best record in the league, you know, or they have pretty much the entire season so far. And this is the best that they've been, the second in the standings. Just last week, they were still third in the standings to win the Super Bowl. How far, Danny, do you feel like these Eagles are going to fly?
It's interesting because you're right. The narrative is changing. Just a few short weeks ago, the conversation was, yeah, they're really good. Yeah, they have the best record. But who have they beat? Their schedule has been a cakewalk. And yep. All of a sudden, on a week where everyone thought the Titans could probably get them and they were kind of public underdogs, the Eagles spanked them up. And then, you know, yeah, the Giants are sort of dwindling with injury and their season's fading away. Not quite the hot start we got out to, but the Eagles absolutely, I mean, like, we're from a betting perspective, what we say is good teams win, great teams cover. The Eagles are winning and covering big spreads. Yeah. So it's sort of like even the betting market is silenced. Like, are they legit? And to me, it still feels like their real test will come in the playoffs. I still don't have them making it all the way. But they play the Cowboys in a couple weeks, and that'll be a really interesting game to get a barometer on them right before they head into the playoffs. So we'll see. But I don't know. I still don't have them as my Super Bowl winners or even NFC winners necessarily.
I know, you know, here I have them getting to the NFC Championship game. You know, I do think that they are better than Dallas. Like you said, they play them in a couple weeks. So we'll have to see. That game will be extremely telling. I think since the Niners kind of dipped off a little bit with the, you know, both of our quarterbacks going out, and that's kind of maybe why they've gotten more respect, because I do think that the 49ers have gotten more respect in the NFC, at least in the last few weeks, than the Eagles have. But even with Brock Purdy, I don't want to get too ahead of myself because it's only two games, but the kid might be something special. So I feel like, you know, I'm hopeful. I'm actually really hopeful, almost more than I was with Jimmy Garoppolo, which is crazy for me to say because, you know, I'm a big Jimmy Garoppolo girl. Wow. But Brock Purdy just seems like something special, you know, like he could be something special. I'm worried for Trey Lance having a job next year. I don't know that he's going to get one, because if these Niners play like they have in the last 2 weeks under Brock Purdy and Kyle Shanahan really opens up the playbook, I mean, he's letting Purdy do things that he would even never let Garoppolo do. And the kid's just got no fear. So I've got an Eagles and Niners NFC Championship game, and my bias won't let me give it to the Eagles. So I agree with you. I they're getting some respect here, but I still think that people don't think that they're the best team in football or even the best team in the NFC. That's going to move me on to my next thought here. Brock Purdy. Rock hard Purdy. Okay, so the 49ers defeated Tom Brady 35-7 in Purdy's first NFL start. It was the first time that a first-time quarterback in their first start has ever beaten the GOAT. It was like, it was 21-0 or 28-0 up into the half. The kid had two passing touchdowns, a rushing touchdown, a quarterback sneak. I mean, he could do no wrong. He started off like slightly, you know, he got sacked on his very first snap, and then, you know, and then he threw to Kittle, who wasn't looking at him, but then he got a touchdown on his very first drive, and he was utilizing all of his weapons there. 49ers now to win the Super Bowl at plus 800. I don't know that we win the Super Bowl. I've already got a ticket, you know, on us for the NFC. What do you think? What do you think? Obviously, we know how biased I am. What do you think of the 49ers under Brock Purdy?
I'm not ready to jump as far as you are, of course, but if I was a Niners fan, I'd be through the ceiling. So I don't blame you at all.
Yeah.
He looks good, but we have seen a lot of times a random kind of rookie or third stringer come in, be pretty electric all of a sudden. Nobody knows how to figure out this guy, right? And Bailey Zappi earlier in the season, right? And all of a sudden they get a couple starts under their belt. Coaches see some film, they game plan against them, and they ain't quite the budding star out of nowhere that we thought they would be. I'm not saying that's what's going to happen to Brock Purdy, but I'm saying we have seen this recipe before. So let's just watch another couple weeks. With that defense behind you, if they play like that and everyone stays healthy, Deebo Samuel, I know you're hurting there. So that makes a big impact, of course. But if that defense can win games on its own, even if Purdy and the offense really struggle. So that's the NFC Championship game I want to see. That's what I've got circled on my hopeful TV guide. TV guide, no one uses that. In any case, that's showtime right there. And yeah, we'll have to see a little more from Brock, but I'm still high on the Niners, even without Deebo.
Well, the good news is, well, first of all, I was like, despondent when Deebo, and it's always so hard when you're, and you know, because you know with Saquon, and you know, in the last few years, when your top guy goes down or one of your top, it's just totally defeating. And how many times have the 49ers dealt with that this year? We had Trey Lance the second game of the season, and then of course, you know, Jimmy was a little bit of a bright spot there, but then you've got Jason Verrett that went out after already being on IR and already missing time. And then to have Jimmy go out, and then to have Deebo go out, and it looked like it was his knee, and he was crying, and everybody was around him on the cart before getting him off. And then it's come that it's just a high ankle sprain in maybe just 5 or 6 weeks. So, you know, if the 49ers can hold on and get to the playoffs, you know, we're hopeful to get him back. So at least it's not season ending, which makes me feel like a little bit better. But it was hard for me to get into the game after that happened, even though Purdy was doing so well. And I do agree with you. And we did see some, you know, going back to the quarterback thing, we did see even Nick Mullins have some bright spots, you know, in 2020 and come in. But there's just something different about Purdy. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but the kid has, I guess it's just the way also that his teammates talk about him and that like, he's not afraid to cuss people out. And it, all of a sudden they'll say that, you know, he'll get real big and bad in the huddle and they'll be like, oh God, I just yelled at Deebo. Like the kid just, I don't know. And I don't know. Love him.
They trust him because like you said, the teammates, the talk on the, from the announcers was all, look at his teammates grinning on the side, knowing that this was coming because they face, he faces this defense in practice. Every is the best defense in the league, you know, iron sharpens iron. So the defenders are watching like, he gets us in practice. Like it's not surprising us. And Kyle Shanahan drew up a double move to him. You know, and his first start against a top five defense and he hit that double move. I mean, that's trust right there. So we'll see.
Yeah, exactly. Like I'm trying not to get too far ahead of myself, but I don't know. I'm pretty excited. And I think that Trey Lance might be without a job next year. But all right, let's move on to the Bengals. They won their fifth straight game after a tough start. They improved to 9-4. Bengals are plus 1,000 to win the Super Bowl, just behind the 49ers, which is interesting. Joe Burrow versus Brock Purdy there. Are the Bengals, do you feel like, a good bet to win the Super Bowl? I mean, they got there last year, and I think they – I mean, the Rams are going to win that game, but they had a chance.
Yeah, I'm not mad at a sprinkle on them to win the Super Bowl. I bet them to win the division last week at plus 120, and they have a harder remaining schedule than the Ravens. The Ravens also own the tiebreaker, but – I don't know if Lamar comes back next week. And even if he does, the Ravens have been stuck in the mud and they sneak away against the Steelers. They were underdogs, actually cashed in that one. They shouldn't have been. No one should be the underdog against the Steelers most of the time. So Huntley pulls it off and they maintain their lead in the AFC North. But the Bengals are coming and they've been on a really hot streak. My biggest bet of yesterday was one that included the Bengals in it. And there was a lot of sharp action on the Browns. They moved from plus 6 to plus 4. I was starting to get worried and I said to myself, no chance that Burrow loses to the Browns and Deshaun in his second game for the fourth time in a row. And he bucked that trend and he's getting rid of a lot of them. He beat Brady for the third time. Like he's setting a lot of new records and breaking old bad trends. I love the way the Bengals are gelling together now, even with injuries. I mean, he was missing Boyd and Higgins yesterday and they still look pretty good. DJ Reader on that defensive line. If the Bengals can play some defense and stop the run, they totally neutralize Nick Chubb. If you can do that to the best running back in the game, you know, I'm kind of high on the Bengals, and they seem to be getting hot at the right time. So don't be surprised if they make another playoff run. I'm not upset at a little sprinkle to win the Super Bowl.
I'm not I'm not as upset at a sprinkle at this either, but I still feel like in the AFC, it's going to be the Bills. I know that the Chiefs are the hot ticket right now, but who has the Chiefs number? Well, it's Joe Burrow and the Bengals. But I feel like maybe it's the fact that I've got a futures ticket riding on the Bills that's kind of clouding my judgment here. But I think it's going to be, you know, possibly the Bills there in the AFC. So I'm not mad at the sprinkle. I'm not going to do it.
I think Burrow, if it came down to that game, I think Burrow could out-duel Allen for sure. And that would be a really interesting conversation.
You do?
I think he could.
You think that Burrow can out-duel Allen? Allen's just got so many different ways to beat you. And I feel like Joe Burrow is really, really good at the one way that he can. All right, people, we're brought to you by Caesars Sportsbook, the greatest sports betting app of all time. See, it's not just about the daily promos, odd boosts, or the hundreds of ways to wager. It's about the immortal words of Caesar himself. You bet, you get with Caesars Rewards. Every bet you place on the app, no matter the outcome, earns towards exclusive perks at Caesars Rewards destinations everywhere. Hotel stays, concert tickets, bonuses, and more. Download the Caesars Sportsbook app, become a Caesars Rewards member today and get more with every wager. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-522-4700. Lions, Tigers, and tailgates. Oh my, the college football season is always a great time of year. Besides the jerseys, the face paint, and the foam fingers, there's the food. And nothing gets you more fired up for game day than Eckrich Smoked Sausage. They're naturally hardwood smoked and have the perfect blend of spices. From buffalo sausage dip to sausage chili mac and cheese, Eckrich Smoked Sausage is a quick way to bring flavor to all your tailgate meals. Visit Eckrich.com for easy, one-of-a-kind sausage recipes. Eckrich, you do you.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Time now for Capper's Corner. Let's welcome back in Danny, and let's talk Monday Night Football. The Patriots and the Cardinals, two teams that had higher aspirations than their records will show. Patriots are favored here, -130 on the money line, and the spread is low. It's just 1.5, point total 43.5. New England 0-4 straight up in its last four prime time games. The total's gone under in four of New England's last five games against Arizona. So let's talk about full game on this one, or not necessarily full game, but what is a game bet that you like? Can be money line, spread, total, team total, quarter, half, you name it. When you look at this game holistically, what's a bet that you like, Danny?
It's a tough one, and we alluded to it at the beginning of the show. Line is awkward. Trends go against each other. The eye test doesn't give you confidence in either team. It's just tough to take your money and put it on anything and say, I know this is winning tonight, because I don't have that much confidence, but there are a few angles that I will play. And as the show goes on, I'll clarify which ones I'm betting I'm putting in and which ones are just maybe advice that I don't necessarily have a bet on. So you guys can know what maybe you want to ride with. I'm going to play the first half for the Patriots here at plus money to win the first, or excuse me. Yeah. To win the first half minus a half at plus 105. Now I'm doing that because it's a simple fade on Kyler Murray here. And I don't trust him at night or at home on prime time. He's 12-17 against the spread and 1-9 straight up in his last 10 home games. And even worse again, the second half. So they crumble. And Cliff Kingsbury is not good in prime time.
Second half of the season too.
Second half of the season, he completely falls off. His numbers get worse and worse. Coach Clown Kingsbury has not done well. And even with extended rest, which the Cardinals are coming off a bye here. They don't have more success. Teams in this spot over the last 10 years with extended rest and their home underdogs, 34-46 against the spread. So there aren't even any spots that I love for Kyler and the Cardinals here. I'm looking at a lot of trends. Obviously, we're going to see Bill Belichick after a loss, amazing against the spread. Bill Belichick after being an underdog and loses, even bigger, you know, better against the spread. But all that was with Tom Brady. So I don't know how much stock I can put into any trend here. I'm going to fade Kyler at home in prime time in the second half of the season, like you alluded to, with Kingsbury just botching things up constantly. So give me them to start slow, and I'll take the Patriots in the first half.
Okay, that's interesting. But I'm, you know, you talked about too how the Cardinals fall apart in the second half of the game. So what's the second half line? Is there
let me also mention they actually fall apart. Yeah. They fall apart throughout the game. The Cardinals are 3-9 against the first half spread. That's third worst in the NFL. So they don't play either half well.
Yeah, and not second half. I mean, like third or fourth quarter. But that might be something interesting to look into too. I don't know what those lines are, but okay. I hear everything that you're saying, Danny, and you know, I hope that the Patriots cash on the first half. I'm taking the Cardinals on the full game plus the 1.5. I teetered between taking the money line, but I didn't end up having enough cojones to do that. So the Patriots won 3 in a row before dropping their last two. Mac Jones and the offense did look pretty good against the Vikings. I would say that's probably his best game, but that's not a scary pass defense there. And they were also pretty banged up. I do like Arizona because I have seen the Patriots struggle against mobile quarterbacks. Lamar and Justin Fields had some of their best games against New England. Hollywood Brown also active, finally back on the lineup tonight, so we get to see D-Hop and Brown together. I just feel like it's really going to open up the passing game for Murray, even though, like you said, it's hard to trust him. It does make me feel a little bit better that both of those guys are going to be there. And like we said at the top, the Pats struggle in primetime since after Tom Brady, 0-4 this year, 4-10. Since 2020. So I'm going to go ahead and back the Cardinals in the full game. But, you know, we could both hit on this one, which I hope we do.
Hopefully we do. And your logic makes sense for all the accolades and stats that you'll see about the Patriots defense and for the struggles that Kyler has had in spots like this. The two times the Pats defense really got burnt, like you said, Justin Fields and Lamar Jackson both got him bad, mobile QBs. So if Kyler can use the wheels, maybe the Pats struggle a little bit. So yeah, I could see. I mean, it's a tough game to call. There's a lot of contrasting angles here.
A lot of, and speaking of contrasting angles, I'm going to contrast myself in this next one. Let's look at these quarterbacks. So we've got Mac Jones versus Kyler Murray. Neither of them have you could really trust, certainly not in prime time. But if you looked at all of their prop bets, what is a prop bet that you like for quarterback in this game?
So I'm going to go with Kyler Murray under completions. I'm going to do another Kyler fade here. And it's at 22.5. That just feels like high volume. I'm looking at his game log for the last few weeks. He hasn't really come close to this number. He's gone under his passing yards as well. And if the trend continues, I mean, this is a really good secondary. I know they've had moments where they faltered here and there, but you know, I like Belichick against Kingsbury. I'm not going to overthink this or give you, you know, really, really high level X and O's stuff here. I'm going to tell you that Bill Belichick can, I think, make Kingsbury put him sort of in the blender, you know, in terms of coaching wise, proverbially. So if he confuses him, I think Kyler Murray will have a tough time getting that offense going. Maybe they have to look towards the run if the secondary is just locking up. I'll take the under on completions for Kyler.
So I like that. I like that. And I don't like that because I have a contrasting bet to that, too. I don't know. This game's weird. But I am taking Kyler Murray under 35.5 rushing yards, which I know you're like Mox, like you literally just said that they struggle against mobile quarterbacks. And yes, I mean, they surrendered a total of 431 yards between Fields and Lamar combined. Ben Murray has gone over this mark in his last three games. So it's like, why is this so low? To me, this line just feels fishy to me. And I feel like sometimes it's about looking at the matchups and sometimes it's about looking at the line. And when I look at this line and you're like, okay, the Patriots gets torched by mobile quarterbacks. Kyler's been hitting over this number. Why are we dipping right now to 35.5? Feels like they're begging you to take the over. So I'm just going to go contrarian in this one and take the under on his rush.
I like where your head's at. It is suspiciously low. And while Fields and Jackson burnt them, the last mobile QB they faced, Josh Allen, only 20 yards. So they contained him real well. They were able to control the game in that one and beat the Patriots. But, you know, it wasn't Josh Allen running all over the field like he's done so many weeks. So maybe they figured out something with QB contain and can keep Kyler under 35.5. You're right. It is suspiciously low. I like where your head's at on that one.
You're right. Like sometimes it's about the matchup and sometimes you just look at this line. You're like, something is not right here. So, I mean, it could totally blow up in my face, but that's definitely where I'm going with this one. Okay. So when we look at the prop market as a whole outside of the quarterbacks, what's an over that you like to hit?
So I'm looking at a bet that's cashed for me on the show a few times, and that's a running back over receiving yards. A lot of time we're looking to play the rushing prop, but I like running backs in the pass game, those dual threats. Arizona is second worst in the league defending pass-catching running backs. They're 30th in DVOA, and Ramondre Stevenson is fantastic at that. That's one of the best parts of his game. Last week, he had 6 catches. He only had 24 yards, but if you're getting 8 targets, 6 catches, constantly getting looked at in the pass game, I like that to go over a small total of 33.5 yards. Think about how many targets he got last week and his rush yards, and his receiving yards total comes up. Feels like odds makers are saying, please, you know, how high can we set it for a running back that's a little higher than usual, right? It's up in the 30s. So I think he gets this one. He gets looked at often, early and often, against a Cardinals team that doesn't defend this well. So give me Ramondre Stevenson over 33.5 receiving yards.
I love that. I got burned by him in the last primetime. I mean, everybody was just hammering on Stevenson in the last primetime, and he kind of slipped up. So I feel like it might be a good get-right game for him, too, because he didn't have a great primetime appearance in his last game. I'm looking at Hopkins over 75.5 receiving yards. And I know that with Hollywood Brown back, obviously people are thinking, and myself included, this is going to cut down into D-Hop's production a bit. I see that more as targets. It's going to cut down on his targets more than his yards. He still had 87 yards last week on only 6 targets. When he's got double-digit targets, he gets anywhere between 90 and 160. So it's 75.5. I mean, the fact that he hit this over with just 6 targets last week, he's still going to get some targets. And if anything, I feel like Hollywood Brown is going to just open up the field a little bit more. You know, there's more people to cover. It's not just going to be all on D-Hop. So then D-Hop can get one of those real big breakaway runs and maybe even get this just in a couple targets. So I'm still going to take him over the 75.5.
I'm not mad at that. And you think some of the best receivers, like they get their counterpart, like their second receiver come back. And you're like, oh, I don't know if Justin Jefferson is the play. You know, Thielen's back. Yeah. Oh, I don't know if Diggs is the play. You know, Gabe Davis. It doesn't matter. These guys are just unbelievable receivers that they're still open. So yeah. I'm not mad at that at all. And I could see big plays happening to Hopkins. I like yards more than receptions, too. That makes sense.
Right, because the receptions are definitely going to go down. You know what I mean? Because they've got more people to throw to now, but I still feel like yards, that guy just finds a way to get things done. Okay, so that's who we like for the overs. Now let's talk about who we're going to fade tonight. What's a prop bet that you like to hit an under?
Unfortunately, I'm just doing it to Kyler. I hope he's playing Call of
Duty. You hate him. You hate Kyler.
He had an extra day to play Call of Duty, so maybe that's why they're not as good on extended rest, because he uses it just to get new skins and custom, you know, items in the game. I'm going to go with his under 238.5 passing yards. If I'm going under completions, then I'm going to go under passing yards as well. I mean, he's gone well under this number the last couple weeks, and I'm just seeing him have a tough time against his secondary. You can throw so many looks at you. So, yeah, I really don't know where the offense comes from. I mean, there's a lot of sharp action on the under two and move from 45 down to 43.5. So at the end of the day, I'm not seeing an explosion of offense. And I think Bill makes it tough for Kyler here. If he can't run, he's in trouble. Give me the under on his completions and the under on his passing yards tonight.
Okay. Well, my bet for the Arizona Cardinals to win this game just gets less and less enticing with every time you fade Kyler Murray.
James Conner for the win.
Yes. Well, actually, James Conner, I'm fading. I'm fading James Conner under 61.5 rushing yards. And look, the Patriots defense is really good at stuffing running backs. They allow only 79.5 rushing yards per game on the ground. Conner did look explosive against the Chargers last week. He had, 120 yards? That was more of the, I don't know if you ever saw that movie, He's Just Not That Into You. There's the exception and then there's the rule. That game was the exception for Conner and not necessarily the rule. The Chargers defense ranked 31st in the NFL in rushing yards allowed per game to running back. So exception for him. New England ranks 5th. The median average for Conner is around 44 rushing yards per game. So for me, him to get to 61.5 just feels like a stretch to me. So I'm going to fade him. But of course, we're on opposite sides here. I kind of believe in Kyler Murray's passing game. You definitely don't. So we'll have to see how this one shakes out. Both of us not super confident in any quarterback in this game. And I understand why you're fading Murray. I mean, you make all of the best points.
When it comes to sports betting and romantic comedy quotes, nobody does it better than Katie Mox.
You know, you got, it's like the chick side of me and then the sports betting side of me sometimes just cross over like this. Okay, so let's talk about something that's a long shot that probably isn't going to happen, but it's got really good odds and it might be worth a sprinkle. What do you think?
So I told you the Cardinals are terrible at defending pass-catching running backs. They're equally as bad at defending tight ends. And someone who hasn't really gotten in the mix for the Patriots is Jonnu Smith. And he just kind of pops up randomly. So this is a long shot bet. I took the spirit of that and went extra long shot. Yes. I never play these. And if you are going to, put a tiny sprinkle on it. But I'm going to dabble a little bit on Jonnu Smith first touchdown score, randomly make a play to start the game with a boom. You hear the announcer call out someone you haven't heard all season, plus 1,700. You see it happen week in and week out. Let me give a shot on this. And obviously the Cardinals can't cover a tight end, so he's got a chance as good as anyone. Plus 1,700 bet for you.
I actually love this, and I'm riding this with you, and I will also sprinkle on this. I mean, on this show too, we gave out so many George Kittle, you know, prop bets against this Arizona team, and he just had a phenomenal day. So, let's ride with the tight ends.
Yeah.
And I like this. It's not the first choice of tight end. That's why it's a little bit, you know, more better odds here, but I like it. I'm riding with you. I'm going to say yes on overtime, and this is at plus 881. Woo. So there have been 14 games that have gone into overtime so far this season. Both the Patriots and the Cardinals have gone into overtime once this season. Three games in primetime have gone into overtime, and the last two Monday night games have been decided by one score. I feel like this is going to be, you know, I think that the offenses might struggle more than we think that they're going to. It's going to be a little bit more of a lower scoring game. At plus 881, I mean, these two teams have gone into overtime and these games have been tight. It's for the sprinkle.
I'm not mad at it, just purely based on the line. Look at the plus 1.5. Plus two,
yes.
Pickering, but
yes.
It feels like
yes,
odds makers.
Point.
It feels like odds makers are saying it's going to come down to a point, and a game like that could very well end up in overtime. So, in a sketchy, weird primetime game, contradicting angles, eye tests we can't trust, teams that are sort of dead in the water, we don't know where they're going to go. Why not? Why not this one being weird and going to overtime? I love it.
Let's go. Let's get the first touchdown at the tight end and let's go into overtime and make, let's just, you made a lot of money this weekend. Let's absolutely carry this forward. And speaking of making a lot of money, you have a parlay or a teaser you like for this game.
Yeah. Let's parlay it up. I'm not usually doing too many NFL parlays, but screw it. Let's have a go. Plus 625 on Caesars. We're going to rock with the under 43.5. A lot of sharp action there. I haven't played it straight up, but might as well add it as a leg. It feels like if I'm going to be on a side of the game total, it's going to be on the under in this one. I'm going to take Ramondre anytime touchdown. I think he gets in the end zone one time if the Patriots are going to win the game, right? He's got to score probably. Yep. And I'll go with Kyler under 22.5 completions. Hoping that Belichick draws up a good game plan for him. He continues his struggles and is better at Call of Duty than winning primetime games. So put those three together, you get plus 625 on Caesars. What do you got, Katie?
Let's go. I'm more conservative than you are in this one. I did a 6-point teaser. I'm taking the Cards. I teased them up to 7.5. I already think they're going to cover the regular line. Why not give myself a little bit of insurance there? And then I'm going to tease the total down as well. I do think this is going to be lower scoring, but I did tease it down to 37.5 and took that over. This is at minus 120. Just giving myself a little bit more insurance on both sides. I like the under. I like the Cards. So I went ahead and just put that into a teaser.
Interesting. So you brought the under down to 37.5. This is one of those totals where it feels like if you teased it down to 37.5 or up to 49.5, that both might hit because we're in a lot of key number territory. So I could see the game ending somewhere in that range and both of those teased totals hitting. So, and I think if you're going to tease it, you tease Cards plus 7.5, plus 8. That's the right side to tease it.
Yeah.
So not bad. Yeah. Not too shabby.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, let's get into Mock's Locks. We gave you a bunch of prop bets. We told you what sides we're leaning on. Here's what we're definitely taking to the window, although I'm actually taking a few of those to the window as well. What is your first lock?
You know what? I'm going to bet the under 43.5 in this one, I think. Really good road unders for the Patriots. I mentioned everything about Kyler in prime time, how much they've struggled in the second half of the season, and all this action on the under, you know, while it's still above 43, which is a super key number, I'll grab it there under 43.5. And I think if you're going to be on a game total side, it's got to be the under in this one. If it goes over, then, you know, beats me, but I'll take the under expecting a tough offensive performance from both sides.
Yeah, I like the I lean on this under as well, so I'll ride with you on that one. I'm taking Hunter Henry for an anytime touchdown score. It's a plus 285. The Cardinals have allowed the most touchdowns to tight ends this season. We've already talked about it. 30th in DVOA versus tight ends. No team has allowed more catches than Arizona. And yeah, I mean, we hammered all of the Kittle props against Arizona. He went for two scores. Hunter Henry, let's go.
I like that. And I mean, I'm on Jonnu Smith first touchdown. Why not Hunter Henry? It could equally and easily be him. Henry in that Vikings game that the Patriots probably should have won, had a touchdown brought back that I still haven't gotten over because I had him to score in that game. And it was weird, but I feel like he's owed a touchdown since then, right? Since they robbed him of one. So I like this bet for you.
Yeah, there was what happened in the last primetime game, but I had someone for an anytime touchdown score and it got brought back too, and it was just
Chris Godwin.
Chris Godwin. Yeah. Yes. And then it got pulled back. That was just sickening.
You had Godwin anytime. That's right. I thought we all cashed on that one. That was brutal. The holding calls, the callback, and anytime touchdown score is like makes you want to break
your nothing TV. Worse.
Yeah.
There's nothing worse because you don't know if they're going to get in again. Someone like Travis Kelce, you're like, okay, they might get in again, but who knows? Anyways, all right. What is your second lock?
Second lock for you is definitely one that I will be putting in. I spoke about this earlier in the show. I just want to reiterate it. This is one of my more favorite bets of the night. It's Ramondre Stevenson, over 33.5 receiving yards. Cardinals awful against pass-catching running backs. That's what he thrives on. He had 6 catches last week. If he does that again, he's going over this yard total. So give me Ramondre over receiving yards.
All right. This one you're probably not going to like. I'm taking Kyler Murray over 1.5 passing touchdowns. This is at plus 116. Here's the thing. I think that the Cardinals are going to win. I think that Murray is going to go under on his rush yards. Well, how are they going to do that? Obviously, he's going to have to pass the ball here. Since returning from injury, he's thrown for multiple scores in 3 straight games. New England, their pass defense has been pretty stingy this year, but if you look at their last couple games, they gave up 5 passing touchdowns to Josh Allen and Kirk Cousins. I'm not exactly saying Murray is like Allen or Cousins, even though I think that Cousins is a little bit of a fraud. But you got D-Hop, you got Hollywood Brown. I like that the tight ends are going to get involved here. We got some anytime touchdowns. So at plus 116, give me Murray over 1.5.
It could all hit, Katie. It could all hit. This is a weird one, people. So whatever you do, bet responsibly. Maybe lower your unit size, whatever it is. But this is an awkward game. I would not throw the house at it, whatever side you're on.
Absolutely not. All right. This has been Moxie Bets presented by Caesars Sportsbook. Danny, thanks so much for your time. Don't forget to follow us on social at Moxie Bets.